I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It always surprises me that people actually fall for pickup lines. Mm. But we get emails in for second dates at times where people are like, they had a sweet pickup line. I'm like, people actually use those and then they do actually work. That's always confusing to me. But Morgan's on the phone and I guess some dude used a clever pickup line on her that she just couldn't resist. Before we get to what the line was, Morgan, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Not too bad. Before you tell us what the clever pickup line was that won your heart, where'd you meet this dude?
We met on a dating app, and yeah, I totally fell for his pickup line. I mean, which I don't normally do, but it was just too funny.
I'm a sucker for a funny pickup line. Why not? What else are you going to say? Hi, how are you? That's boring.
With pickup lines, the worse the better, I think.
Yeah, I think it has to be really bad.
Totally.
I think that's what worked with this. It was just so cheesy.
Okay. Oh my God. What's his name, first of all?
His name's Ian.
Ian, all right. And what was the pickup line that he used?
He said, have you ever read Dr. Seuss? Because green eyes and damn.
Green eyes and damn?
Okay.
Okay, I don't know about that one.
That
I mean, I'm
really
a sucker
bad.
For him, but that...
Yeah, that's terrible. But that got you, huh?
I don't know. It was just so cheesy that it was,
different.
I don't know, it made me laugh.
Okay,
all right, got you with that. And then you guys, where'd you guys go for your date?
So we actually just met up at a bar for drinks, and it was nice. Like, he walked in, and I thought, hey, he's pretty cute. And he had kind of a nerdy voice, but it was still cute, like a cute nerdy voice.
That is a weird thing about dating apps, is you don't ever hear anyone until you're actually in person with them.
That is a really good point, yeah. And then, he had a 5 o'clock shadow, but I just could not get my eyes off these, like, large forearms.
Oh, that's not what I thought you were going to say.
Cut of arm bacon.
What'd you say?
Love me some arm bacon.
Arm bacon.
Arm bacon.
He totally had arm bacon.
Huh. I've never heard that, but I think the descriptor works. I can picture it.
So you're a forearm girl, huh? That's what you look for in dudes?
I could taste it. That big, thick arm bacon. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just sizzling.
So, other than the arm bacon, did you like anything else about him?
Yes, he seemed like a really nice guy, but I have to say, the arm bacon, serious kudos. Like.
Okay.
Okay. So, I mean, how was the night? How did you guys connect?
We talked, and then we were having some drinks, and then we got hungry, and then realized that the menu just looked like crap. Mm-hmm. And then I invited him back to my place and said I would actually cook for him. And I made, like, a beautiful chicken marsala that was delicious.
You followed through.
I don't mess around.
Sounds like it. Dang.
We had lots of wine. Lots of wine.
Does that mean you had lots of making out, too?
So there's kind of the rub. We did go to watch a movie on the couch, and I'm kind of embarrassed to say I just had a really long week at work, and I was so tired that I just crashed out and fell asleep.
Oh,
that sucks.
I know. I mean, I totally would have fooled around with him, but I don't know. I guess all the wine, and I was just so tired and exhausted. And then when I woke up, he was gone. And I feel terrible. I mean, I tried to text him and say, look, I'm sorry. That was not what I intended at all to have happen.
Yeah.
And no response. And I texted him the next day saying, can I make it up to him? Like, let's get together. And nothing.
Yeah, but if he's not calling you back because you fell asleep and you guys didn't end up making out, you don't want to see a dude like that, right?
I don't know. Maybe he thinks that I was, like, really rude, and honestly,
right.
I don't know. I mean, maybe he got food poisoning, and it was from my cooking, which I don't think so. I didn't get sick, but I don't know. Honestly, I can't figure it out.
Okay.
He seemed to be having a great time, and I'm so embarrassed that I fell asleep. I mean.
All right, well, we'll play a song and then come back and call him and get your second date update, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, hang on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.